Prologue. Somewhere in the Labrador Sea, A.D. 1085. Flashes of lightning seared the turbid night sky, illuminating the drawn faces of the men heaving on the long wooden oars of the Viking longship as it fought against the ravages of the unforgiving sea. The captain swayed in time with the relentless swell as he watched the wall of towering waves pounding the stern. Sheer cliffs of black water driven by the icy wind threatened to capsize the hardy craft with each passing minute. Sheets of rain lashed the grim crewmen as they strained at their task, their survival depending on their unflagging effort. The captain eyed them with determination, his brow furrowed as the deluge tore at his skin, water running along the faint white battle scar stretching from the corner of his left eye to his blonde beard. He'd grown up on the ocean, one of a hardened race of adventurers and plunderers, and nature's untamed violence was nothing new. Countless nights he'd hurled oaths on the treacherous North Sea. But even for him, this was a once-in-a-lifetime storm. The wooden vessel was now badly off course, driven north as it ran with the seas. Had it pressed on its intended route, one of the mammoth waves would have assuredly broken over the bow and capsized the ship, bringing certain death. The best the captain could do was to steer the boat with the wind at his stern and ride out the fury of the gale. A flare of brilliance streaked through the roiling clouds, glowing momentarily before fading back into the gloom. Salt water dripped from his bearskin cloak as the muscles on his powerful arms bulged from the effort. Another bright flash lit the night. The glowering profile of a carved wooden dragon reflected the light just aft of the captain's head, soaked with the spray blowing off the angry sea. From among the exhausted oarsmen, a tall man with skin the texture of leather and an untamed red mane lurched his way forward, his footing sure on the coarse oak planks beneath him even in these miserable conditions. "Thor is venting his fury tonight, eh, Vidar?" the captain shouted to his mate over the howling wind. "He is indeed, sir, but I think the worst is past. The swells seem smaller than a few hours ago." "I hope you're right. My arms ache like I've been wrestling a bear all night." "I know the feeling. You've seen my wife." The two veteran seamen exchanged humorless smiles, and then the mate edged next to the captain and took the rudder staff from his grip. "So much for trying to sleep in this nightmare. How are the men holding up?" the captain asked. "As well as can be expected. Cold. Tired." Vidar didn't say afraid. It wasn't in these warriors to admit fear. "They've spent enough time quaffing ale and enjoying the native hospitality. This will give them something to think about in case they've softened like a maiden's robe." "Aye, Captain. It's definitely putting them to the test." A deafening explosion shook the deck beneath them. Both men gazed at the dazzling pyrotechnics with eyes seasoned from a lifetime on the ocean and in battle. The captain glimpsed a shape rising behind him and turned instinctively. They stared as the stern split a massive wave, the rush of the breaking sea the only sound. After a brief moment suspended at the crest, they gradually eased down the backside, the black monster disappearing into the darkness.
"Could you imagine if we'd hit that one square on?" Vidar asked in a hushed voice.
"Or amidships. We'd all be on the way to Valhalla by now." Their eyes drifted to the mast, now shattered and useless, the top half torn away like a twig, along with a major portion of the sail, victim of the stealth with which the storm had hit. That had been a costly miscalculation. He should have lowered the woven wool sheet before the wind could rip it loose. But he'd been trying for every bit of speed possible. His men's arms were strong, but after almost 24 hours of rowing, even in shifts, they were reaching their limit. Among the most impressive longships ever launched, Sigrun was built to exacting standards for a crew of 90, with rowing positions for up to 80.